Are you on a quest to rediscover who you really are? To peel away the layers of expectation and step into your authentic self? Do you ever wonder who you really are in this season of life? Wouldn't it be great to peel away the layers of expectation that others put on us of who we are and who they think we should be and step into your authentic self? Awaken, a journey to finding you is right here waiting, and you're invited to join me on this transformative journey, handcrafted by an award-winning therapist in personal growth and transformation, me, Amy Wine. Awaken guides you into a journey of self-discovery, connecting you deeply with your core identity. Don't miss your chance to be part of a journey that promises to redefine your life. Sign up for the waitlist now and be the first to know when the doors open. Your path to awakening starts here. So join the Awaken Me waitlist today and get ready to discover the true you with direct coaching straight from me. I got you. Let's go. Welcome to Couch Time with Amy Wine, the podcast that's all about helping high achievers like you thrive in life, relationships, and business. Hey there, I'm your host, Amy Wine, and each week I will be bringing you insights, inspiration, and practical strategies to help you live your best life. So whether you're looking to improve your relationships, grow your business, or find more meaning and purpose, you have come to the right place. With expert interviews, real-life stories, and actionable advice, Couch Time with Amy Wine is the ultimate guide to personal growth and success. So grab your cup of coffee or a tea like me, get comfortable on that couch and join me for real life, real relationships, real people. It is time to take your life to the next level, and I am here to help you every step of the way. Welcome back. This is Amy Wine. I am happy you're here on Couch Time. I am here to talk about the nitty-gritty of life, relationships, and business today. We're going holistic, but most importantly, I'm here to walk with you side by side, hat by hat. So today we are peeling back the layers of our daily lives. I mean, let's be honest. We wear more hats than a royal wedding. Okay, I have to do my buns. I know I'm weird. One minute you're an entrepreneur, but the next you're family chauffeur. And oh, let's not forget the midnight role of being the household peacekeeper. Yes, we talked about hats and Superwoman in the last episode, but I want to go a little bit on another track here. Because does that sound familiar, like all the roles you had? I had one of these days just last week. So I started my morning as the CEO of my world. I had to switch between being the world's most patient dog owner. And trust me, patience with dogs, not my thing. I had to transfer into gourmet chef by dinner and a thousand things in between. Maybe it's more like a taco night, but you get the gist. And while I was trying to sneak the moments to be Amy, just Amy, in between all of this, my taco meat was falling and my tacos were breaking everywhere because that's about as gourmet chef as I get. So dogs are driving me crazy in the morning. I have podcasts to do. I need to call one of my children for something. That's a special day for them. My husband's needing my attention. My team is needing my attention. Like I felt like I was being pulled in 100 directions and my taco flow was just everywhere. I know I'm being silly, but do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just breaking apart. Like, that taco feeling just drops right on out of you. And it is a chaotic life. But I kind of like the chaos. I'm going to be real. But here's the kicker. Even in the hustle and the constant switching of gears, where do we fit in? How do we not lose sight of the person underneath all of the hats? Like, where are we? Because I'm lost sometimes. I know everybody's lost. This is one of the biggest things that I hear. And I want you to rediscover you among the many hats you wear. That's why I've done a two-part episode. We're going to talk about the beauty and the beast
of managing our multifaceted roles. Okay, we're going to get really real and we're going to discuss not just surviving, but thriving in the chaos. More importantly, how to hold on to the being, the you, the essence of you, the unique, incredible person while you're juggling all that life throws at you, and what to do when your taco falls apart. I want this to really resonate with you. And if you have your own story to share, I would love to hear it. Don't keep it to yourself. Email me, amy@amywine.com, because we're in this together. And for now, go ahead and grab your comfy spot. Or doing the heel toe express, some of you. And let's dive in, because it's time to talk about keeping our identity alive while playing the roles that the world expects from us. It's time to find you in the many hats that you wear. So as we move into the meat, I'm sorry, my taco puns are off the chains today. We are confronting the reality of our daily roles. It's not about the different hats we wear, even though I just said that's what we're going to talk about. It's about the impact they have on us and our connection to our true selves. Did you get that? It's not about each of the hats and trying to cut them or get rid of them. It is about the impact that they are all having on you and the connection that you have to your true self. So the other day, in the chaos of the deadlines and the emails, something small but significant happened. I realized I had forgotten to call my 20-something kid on a really important day for them. It was not just another task that I missed. It was a moment that mattered to someone that I loved deeply. I was lost in the sea of entrepreneurship, completely overlooking a part of my life that genuinely defines me more than any business success ever could, being a mom. And it stung. Not because I forgot to make the call, but because it was a reminder of how easy it is to lose the bits of ourselves in the daily grind. And this is something I teach. It happens. But you have to stop and start and go back to the strategies that you know. So that's the difference. I didn't stay in there. As soon as I noticed it, I knew what strategies to help pull me out fast. Because when you stay in there, you just wake up and you're like, I don't even know who I am anymore. I've been there too. So I know that this isn't just my story. Many of you are in the same boat. You're leading teams and projects and switching gears to support your family, to your friends, only to realize that you've sidelined your own needs, your own identity in the process. So here's what I'm getting at. It is tough to maintain your sense of self when every day is a marathon of roles and responsibility. But here's the kicker. Losing yourself in the process doesn't do anyone else any favors. It's not you, not your family, and certainly not your business. No favors to be had for losing you. So what's our game plan? How do we ensure that while we're out there being the go-getter, the problem solver, the family anchor, we're not losing sight of who we are at the core? It is about grounding ourselves and our identity beyond our roles. Because believe it or not, being solid in who you are makes you better in each of the roles that you have. It is not selfish. It is necessary. Get over the guilt of taking time for you. So we're going to break down how to keep the connection to yourself strong, even when life is pulling you in a million different directions. We're talking real strategies, no sugarcoating here, on how to balance those demands without forgetting the person behind the role. Or the hat, right? Same thing. It is a crucial conversation. It is also about finding your foot in a world that constantly tries to sweep you off your feet. It is about being the best version of you for you and then everyone else. So get ready. We're peeling back the layers and we're going to get to the heart of what it means to stay true to you, even in life's chaos. And trust me, get your playbook out because it is a game changer. Let's talk about something I call the reality check, where we face the music and get down to the business of being ourselves in the daily whirlwind of our roles and our hats. Our time is most precious. It is a non-renewable resource. We all have the same 24 hours, yet somehow it feels like it's never enough. But somebody else is doing it. and successful. So when you're flipping between entrepreneur, parent, spouse, and oh, let's not forget individual with personal needs and interests, here's a day in my life. And tell me if it sounds familiar. Wake up, grab my tea, my water, take the dogs out, do a quick check-in with the kids. And by check-in, I mean ensuring they're alive, fed, and somewhat thriving. This is when they were living in my home. Then it's straight to work mode. Meetings, emails, decisions, the works. By the time the evening rolls around, I'm flipping back to family mode, trying to be present. But my mind is often still at work. And there's a thousand things in between there too. That's just one entire day. For just me, not the business owner, not the mom, not the spouse, just Amy. Where is it? But I'm going to tell you, it's squeezed into the margins, if it's there at all. And that, my friends, is where we start losing ourselves. When me time becomes spare time, we're setting ourselves up for a loss. But the good part is, as I said before, recognizing it is the first step of changing it. So when you recognize that you're doing it, you can change it faster. It's about making intentional choices. Maybe it's waking up 30 minutes earlier, enjoying a moment of silence, reading that book, or just sitting with your thoughts, praying, journaling. Or maybe it's dedicating time in the evening to unwind and do something that brings you joy, delegating some of the chores. Something that's just for you, not tied to any of your roles. Now I know what you're thinking. But Amy, where do I find the time? I'm exhausted. But I've been there. Here's the thing. It's not about finding time. It's about making time. It's about prioritizing yourself as much as you do everyone and everything else. Because you can't pour from that empty cup. And we've heard this before. Now it's time to actually be intentional and do something about it. Because we're going to talk about the identity, who you are behind the roles, the titles, the hats, the tasks. It's a big one. It's easy to get caught up in what you do, that we forget who we are, because you're not just your job, your relationships, or your responsibility. You're an individual with unique traits, unique passions, and unique values. Take a moment right now. Think about what makes you you. What are your hobbies? And maybe in this season, you aren't able to do hobbies. That's fine. What lights you up? When was the last time you did something because it made you happy, not because it was someone else's to-do list? This is not fluff talk. This is about reconnecting with you, the vibrant, multifaceted individual that you are. It's about remembering before all the hats, there was just you. And that person deserves time, attention, and love from you to you. So take away this. Start small. Carve out moments in the day for yourself. Reflect on what defines you beyond your roles. It could be as simple as a 5-minute journaling session, a quick walk alone, a blasting of your favorite music on the drive to pick up the kids. Remember, Thrivers, this is about progress, not perfection. It's about finding joy in the chaos and rediscovering the person at the heart of all of those roles. And I know for me, when I turn on a song that I really enjoy or pumps me up, I am a different person after that song than I was going into it. So we can recognize the whirlwind, acknowledge the need for you, but how do we actually nitty-gritty make these changes stick? How do we turn a someday into today and today into every day? That part is about the action. Just straight up steps, integrating the true self in your daily functions. So how do we do that? First, we're going to tackle some boundaries. It's those invisible lines that are easy to overlook, but crucial to draw. It's about saying no or not now, or I need this time for me. It sounds simple, but we all know it's not. There's always that fear of letting someone down. But here's your real talk. You're letting someone down either way. If you're burnt out and disconnected, and that someone might be you that you're letting down. So start small. It could be the non-negotiable 20-minute walk after dinner. Your phone is off, the world's aside. Or setting office hours at home where you're at work and then decidedly not at work. Communicate these to your family, your team, your friends. I have a sign that says, deep work, do not interrupt. It goes to my door. They know, do not open this door. You will be surprised how respect for your time starts with you setting that precedent. There was a time when I would answer emails at all hours, thinking, this is what it takes to be successful. But here's what happened. Nothing was ever enough. There was always one more email, one more task. It wasn't until I set boundaries around my time that I found freedom. And guess what? The world didn't fall apart. The business did not decline. If anything, it grew. I became more productive, present, happier. I found the joy. Now let's talk a little bit about routines, but not the monotonous, soul-sucking kind. I'm talking about rituals that feed your spirit and bring you back to center. Morning routines are gold drivers, whether it's prayer, meditation, exercise, or simply sitting with a cup of tea in your thoughts. Making the start of your day about grounding yourself, even if it's 5 minutes. When I had my kids and they were little, it was 5 minutes. It built up as we went on. But evening routines are just as important. How you end your day has a profound impact on your rest and an extension of your morning. So finding an evening rhythm to help you wind down and detach from those roles of the day, because remember, it's about quality, not quantity. But you want to know where the rubber meets the road? Integrating these practices into your life. Integration means making steps a part of your day, not an add-on or afterthought. It means recognizing their value just as much as any business meeting or family commitment. Yeah, don't butt Amy me. You can do this. And here's the bottom line. You are the heartbeat of all of those roles. And if you're running on empty, everyone else suffers. But when you're fulfilled, you're energized, and you're connected to yourself, that is when you truly thrive in business, in relationships, and in life. So I challenge you right now, Thriver, take one step today towards reclaiming your time, your identity, and your joy. Just one step, and then do it again tomorrow and the next day, because it builds on it. This isn't just about surviving the juggle. It is about thriving through it with all your hats in place, but most importantly, with your soul intact. All right, today we have talked about the whirlwind of worlds in a whirlwind episode, the importance of carving out time for yourself. These are things that you know, but maybe you heard something just a little different. The necessity for setting boundaries, but there's one more piece to this puzzle, community and support, because that's where the magic happens. It is one thing to make changes on your own, but it is another to have a support system that lifts you up, that keeps you accountable, and reminds you of who you are beyond your roles. Think about it. Who are the people in your life that see you? I mean, really, really see you. Beyond your titles and responsibilities, these are the ones that remind you of your passions, your quirks, and your heart. They are your touchstones, your reality checks, your cheerleaders. Now, I get it. Opening up, being vulnerable, it's scary, but it's also where growth happens. So reach out, build your tribe. It could be family, it could be friends, a professional group, or even an online community. I've met some of my best friends online. Share the journey you're on, your struggles, your victories. Ask for help when you need it. Offer support when you can. Things start to shift when you do this in community. And here's a little something from my own experience. There was a moment when I felt overwhelmed by the sheer volume of hats I was wearing. I felt isolated, like I was the only person struggling. But then I reached out to a friend, just open up about everything, the good, the bad, and oh boy, the ugly. And you know what? Not only did they understand, but they were also going through something very similar. So together, we found strength and strategies that I couldn't have come up with on my own. This is why it is so important to be in community and why we have a community in Thrive Life TV. Because we're not meant to walk this path alone. We are interconnected beings. Our struggles are often shared. And guess what? Our wins are sweeter when they are celebrated together. So as we close today's episode, I want to leave you with this. Take a step towards building your community, be it reconnecting with an old friend, joining a new group, or even reaching out to someone you admire. Remember, every great journey begins with a single step, and you don't have to take that step alone at all. If you need a community, come join us on Thrive Life TV or in the Awaken Me journey, where we'll have a siloed, safe connected, multifaceted community. You have individual dreams and passions and a heart for love. I want you to embrace it. I want you to live it. I want you to share it. And I want to thank you for joining me on the couch today. Here's defining your rhythm, embracing your true self, and thriving in every area of our life together. Until next time, keep thriving, keep loving, and keep being the amazing individual that you are.
Thanks for tuning in to Couch Time. This is Amy Wine, and I hope you've enjoyed today's episode and gained some valuable insights that you can apply to your own life, relationships, and business. Remember, you're capable of achieving anything you set your mind to, and I believe in you. Keep showing up, keep taking action, and keep striving for greatness. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to subscribe. I would be forever grateful if you could please leave a rating and a review and share it with someone who you think could benefit from these conversations. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Until next time, keep living your life authentically and intentionally on purpose, and keep thriving in all areas of your life. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode of Couch Time with Amy Wine. Are you feeling like your marriage is more about going through the routine than the romance? Just the day-to-day drudgery of all the things and the chaos that surround you that you have to do? You're not alone. Hi, I'm Amy Wine, your marriage and family therapist and founder of Thrive Life TV, and we get it. Impact-driven achievers like you deserve a marriage that is just as successful as your business and your career. Your marriage is about more than just staying together. It's about growing together, laughing together, and reigniting the spark that makes you partners in every sense of the word. That is where Thrive Life TV steps in. Join me for exclusive sessions. We're gonna tackle real life marriage challenges. From reigniting passion to deepening your emotional connection. We're talking real change, real results. It is time to transform your marriage into a thriving partnership that you both deserve. On Thrive Life TV, you're gonna find practical strategies, shared experiences, and that extra push you need. Are you ready to uplevel your marriage? Visit thrivelifetv.com. And let's bring the joy and love and yes, the fun back in your marriage. I'll see you inside.